Hello and welcome to another edition of MCIR. This is July 22 edition. I am Sonal. I'll be your host for this edition. First, we'll read note from the editor. Welcome to another edition of Monetary and Credit Information Review, MCIR. This monthly periodical of the Reserve Bank helps keep abreast with new developments and important policy initiatives taken by the Reserve Bank during the month of July 2022 in the world of money and credit. MCIR can be accessed at https://mcir.rbi.org.in as well as by scanning the QR code. Through this communication tool, we aim to share information, educate and stay in touch while ensuring factual accuracy and consistency in disseminating the information. We welcome your feedback at mcir@rbi.org.in. From Yogesh Dayal, Editor. In this MCIR, we have 11 sections and there are different segments in it. We'll start with the first section, that is on regulation, under which first item is Unity Small Finance Bank Limited. The Reserve Bank on July 8, 2022 advised that Unity Small Finance Bank Limited has been included in the second schedule to the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934 wide notification DOR.LIC.No.S543/16.13.216/2022/23. Dated April 28, 2022 and published in the Gazette of India, Part 3, Section 4, dated July 2 to July 8, 2022. Next, exemption from maintenance of CRR-SLR. At present, banks are required to include all foreign currency non-resident bank FCNRB and non-resident external rupee NRE deposit liabilities for computation of net demand and time liabilities NDTL for maintenance of CRR and SLR. The Reserve Bank on July 6, 2022 advised that with effect from the reporting fortnight beginning July 30, 2022, incremental FCNRB deposits as also NRE term deposits with reference to base date of July 1, 2022 mobilized by banks will be exempt from maintenance of CRR and SLR. Next, climate risk and sustainable finance. In pursuance of the announcement made in the Statement on Developmental and Regulatory Policies dated April 8, 2022, the Reserve Bank on July 27, 2022 released a discussion paper on climate risk and sustainable finance. Comments on the discussion paper are invited from regulated entities and other stakeholders by September 30, 2022. The Reserve Bank also released the results of a survey on climate risk and sustainable finance undertaken in January 2022. The survey covered 12 public sector banks, 16 private sector banks and 6 foreign banks in India was carried out to assess the approach, level of preparedness and progress made by leading scheduled commercial banks in managing climate risk. Next, regulatory framework for urban cooperative banks. The Expert Committee on Urban Cooperative Banks, UCBs, which was constituted to examine the issues in urban cooperative banking sector, provided a medium-term roadmap, suggest measures for faster resolution of UCBs, and recommend suitable regulatory/supervisory changes for strengthening the sector. Recommended a four-tiered regulatory framework based on the size of deposits of the UCBs and their area of operations. The Reserve Bank on July 19, 2022 furnished a list of major recommendations which have been accepted fully, partially, with suitable modifications and those under further examination. Next item is on cancellation of Certificate of Registration, NBFCs. The Reserve Bank on July 12, 2022 cancelled 4 Certificates of Registration, COR, of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, in the exercise of powers conferred on it under Section 45IA, Subsection 6 of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. Further, the Reserve Bank on July 12, 2022 furnished a list of 3 NBFCs who surrendered their COR guaranteed to them by the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank under Section 45IA, Subsection 6 of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934 has cancelled COR of these NBFCs. Next item is on Regulatory Sandbox. In the second cohort under the Regulatory Sandbox RS with cross-border payments as its theme, 4 entities have completed the test phase. The products were evaluated based on mutually agreed test scenarios and expected outcomes. The products found acceptable under this cohort may be considered for adoption by regulated entities subject to compliance with applicable regulatory requirements. Next section is on payment and settlement system. This is our second section, under which first item is on regulation of payment aggregators. The Reserve Bank had issued guidelines on regulation of payment aggregators and payment gateways for seeking authorization for payment aggregators, that is PAs, under the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, PSS Act, keeping in view the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and to ensure smooth functioning of the payments ecosystem, the Reserve Bank on July 28, 2022 decided to allow all PAs existing as on March 17, 2020 to apply to the Reserve Bank by September 30, 2022 and shall have a net worth of Rs. 15 crore as on March 31, 2022. They shall be permitted to continue their operations till they receive communication from the Reserve Bank. The timeline of March 31, 2023 for achieving the net worth of Rs. 25 crore remains. Next, expanding cooperation in payment system. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and the Bank Indonesia, BI, signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on July 16, 2022 in Bali, Indonesia, on the sidelines of the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting to improve mutual cooperation between the two central banks. This MOU will deepen relations between both central banks and strengthen the exchange of information and cooperation in the area of central banking, including payment system, digital innovation in payment services, and regulatory and supervisory framework for anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism. Next section is on foreign exchange management, under which first item is on investment by foreign portfolio investors. The Reserve Bank on July 7, 2022 issued directions under Section 10, Subsection 4 and Section 11, Subsection 1 of the Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999 for AD Category 1 banks regarding relaxations in short-term investments by FPI in government securities and corporate bonds. The directions issued shall be applicable with immediate effect. Next item is on short-term line of credit to Sri Lanka. Export-Import Bank of India, Exim Bank, entered into an agreement dated June 10, 2022 with the Government of the Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka for making available to the latter the Government of India supported short-term line of credit STLOC of $55 million for the financing of procurement of urea fertilizer from India. The Reserve Bank on July 7, 2022 issued directions under Section 10, Subsection 4 and Section 11, Subsection 1 of the Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999 for AD Category 1 banks to advise their exporter constituents to obtain complete details of the STLOC from the Exim Bank. Next item is on Asian Clearing Union, Indo-Sri Lanka Trade. The Reserve Bank on July 8, 2022 issued directions stating that all eligible current account transactions, including trade transactions with Sri Lanka, may be settled in any permitted currency outside the ACU mechanism until further notice. Next item is on international trade settlement in Indian rupees. The Reserve Bank on July 8, 2022 issued directions to put in place arrangements for invoicing, payment and settlement of exports imports in Indian rupees and issued a broad framework for cross-border trade transactions in INR under the Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999. The instructions shall come into force with immediate effect. Next item is on liberalization of forex flows. The Reserve Bank has been closely and continuously monitoring the liquidity conditions in the forex market and has stepped in as needed in all its segments to alleviate dollar tightness with the objective of ensuring orderly market functioning. In order to further diversify and expand the sources of forex funding so as to mitigate volatility and dampen global spillovers, the Reserve Bank on July 6, 2022 issued revised measures to enhance forex inflows while ensuring overall macroeconomic and financial stability. Next item is on survey on international trade in banking services. The Reserve Bank on July 4, 2022 launched the 2021-22 round of its survey on international trade in banking services, ITBS. The survey schedule for the 2021-22 round is required to be filled in by the banks for branches, subsidiaries, joint ventures of Indian banks operating abroad and branches subsidiaries of foreign banks operating in India. Next item is on overseas foreign currency borrowings. The Reserve Bank on July 7, 2022 issued directions for AD Category 1 banks advising them to utilize funds raised from overseas foreign currency borrowings between July 8, 2022 and October 31, 2022, both dates included, for lending in foreign currency to constituents in India. Such lending shall be subject to the end-use prescriptions as applicable to external commercial borrowings. Next section, that is fourth section, is on financial markets, under which first item is on investment by non-residents. The Reserve Bank introduced the Fully Accessible Route, FAR, in pursuance of the announcement made in the Union Budget 2021 that certain specified categories of central government securities would be opened fully for non-resident investors without any restrictions, apart from being available to domestic investors as well. In addition, the Reserve Bank on July 7, 2022 issued directions under Section 45W of Chapter 3D of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934 to designate two securities and all new issuances of government securities of 7-year and 14-year tenors as specified securities under the FAR. The directions shall be applicable with immediate effect. Next item is on Statement of Commitment to Forex Global Code. The Reserve Bank on July 20, 2022 signed its renewed Statement of Commitment, SOC, to the FX Global Code. The code is a compilation of best market practices formulated by central banks and market participants developed under the auspices of Bank for International Settlement, Basel. The code is applicable to the wholesale FX market participants covering sell side, buy side and financial intermediaries and is voluntary in nature. Next section is the fifth section, that is on RBI publications. First item is RBI working paper. The Reserve Bank published two publications under its working paper series in the month of July 2022. First, the first working paper titled Towards Atmanirbhar Bharat, an explanation of linkages and leakages, is authored by Saurabh Sharma, Ispita Padhi and Deba Prasad Rath. This paper uses input-output analysis to identify the major sectors of the economy based on the sectoral multipliers. The paper identifies the sector for export promotion and the sectors where domestic capabilities need to be developed for supply chain resilience. Second, the second working paper titled Banks, Credit and Investment Dynamics, Assessing Portfolio, Rebalancing and Crowding Out is authored by Sanjay Singh, Garima Wahi and Munish Kapoor. The paper analyzes the asset portfolio dynamics of Indian banks with respect to loan growth and investment in government securities. The analysis indicates that weak economic conditions and stressed asset quality encourage banks to increase their investments in government securities, suggesting the presence of a portfolio rebalancing channel. Next section is on financial inclusion and development. This is our sixth section, under which first item is on assignment of lead bank responsibility. Consequent upon the formulation of 13 new districts in Andhra Pradesh, notified by Gazette Notification Number 472 to 497, dated April 3, 2022, by the Government of Andhra Pradesh, the Reserve Bank on July 7, 2022, decided to designate lead banks of the new districts along with the district working codes allotted for the purpose of BSR reporting by banks. Next item is on Master Circular Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana. The Reserve Bank on July 2022 issued a Master Circular on Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihood Missions, DAY-NRLM, consolidating and updating all the instructions, guidelines on the subject issued till date and replacing the earlier Master Circular issued on the subject. Next section, that is 7th section, is on currency management, under which there is an item of note sorting machines. In the backdrop of the introduction of the new series of bank notes, the parameters of note authentication and fitness sorting for the note sorting machines have been reviewed. The Reserve Bank on July 1, 2022 issued a revised set of guidelines for sorting parameters for implementation with immediate effect. Next section, that is 8th section, is on monetary policy. Meeting of Monetary Policy Committee rescheduling. The Reserve Bank on July 21, 2022 under Section 45ZI, Subsection 4 of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934 announced that the next meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee for the financial year 2022-23 has been rescheduled from August 2-4, 2022 to August 3-5, 2022. Next section, that is 9th section, is on banker to government, under which first item is on Conference of State Finance Secretary. The 32nd Conference of the State Finance Secretary, SFS, was held in Mumbai on July 7, 2022. The conference was attended by the officials from the Ministry of Finance, Government of India, Controller General of Accounts, Controller and Auditor General of India, and the finance secretaries of 24 states and one union territory. The conference was inaugurated by the Governor, the Reserve Bank of India. Next section, that is 10th section, is on RBI Bulletin. RBI Bulletin July 2022. The Reserve Bank on July 16, 2022 released the July 2022 issue of its monthly bulletin. The bulletin includes 8 speeches, 6 articles and current statistics. The 6 articles are: first is on state of economy. In a global landscape marred by fears of recession and war, the Indian economy shows resilience. The recent revival of the monsoon, the pickup in manufacturing and services, stabilization of inflation pressures and strong buffers in the form of adequate international reserves, sufficient food grain stock and a well-capitalized financial system together brighten the outlook and strengthen the conditions for a sustainable high-growth trajectory in the medium term. Second, monetary policy confronting supply-driven inflation. This article shows that monetary policy response is conditioned by A. the nature of the shock, B. aggregate demand conditions, C. monetary policy credibility, D. the reaction of other agents in the economy to the shock. Highlights: A. When a supply shock is transitory, inflation returns to equilibrium without the need for any monetary policy action, and that it can look through its initial impact as it lies outside its realm and remit. B. When the economy is going through a contractionary phase, an adverse supply shock can worsen the monetary policy trade-off, as it can ill afford to weaken demand conditions further by responding to the inflationary impact of the supply shock. Under an adverse supply shock, by front-loading monetary policy actions, credibility is demonstrated by showing commitment to the inflation target. Third, remote sensing applications for policy and assessment of agricultural commodity arrivals. Timely and reliable indicators of crop production are key to assessing inflationary trends in the near future. Highlights: A. Interdynamics of vegetation indicators suggests the strong influence of vegetation, which strengthens with the progress of crop season. B. Geospatial modeling indicates the presence of spatial heterogeneity in parameter estimates of vegetation growth across mandis. C. Availability of granular spatiotemporal remote sensing data at high frequency provides an extra edge over traditional data sets. Fourth, Fed taper and Indian financial markets. This time is different. Taper of large-scale asset purchase program has the potential to significantly impact the financial market variables in emerging market economies. This article compares the impact of the Fed's two taper announcements, May 22, 2013 and November 3, 2021, on Indian financial markets. Highlights: A. The event study results indicate that the 2021 taper two announcement was less severe as compared to taper tantrum of 2013, taper 1. Empirical analysis suggests a muted impact of taper 2 announcement on financial market volatilities. Fifth, headwinds of COVID-19 and India's inward remittances. India's inward remittances have proven to be a resilient source of current account receipts during the COVID-19 pandemic. This article identifies the factors determining the resilience of remittance inflows across countries. Highlights: A. Cross-country remittances inflows are found to be driven by altruism motive, captured by the infection rate in the destination country and the stringency of the lockdown in the source countries. B. The fifth remittances survey 2020-21 finds that the share of Gulf countries in total remittances has declined. C. The proportion of small size transactions increased. D. The public sector banks have lost market share. Sixth article is on electronification of forex markets in India. This article documents the recent changes in forex markets in India. Highlights: A. Electronification of global forex trading has been characterized by the emergence of new forms of trading venues. B. These developments have altered the market structure with growing market fragmentation. C. In recent years, single bank platforms are becoming increasingly visible in the Indian forex market. Last section, that is 11th section, is on data releases. Important data releases by the Reserve Bank during July 2022 are as follows. First, International Trade in Services, May 2022. Second, ECB, FCCB, RDB, May 2022. Third, Overseas Direct Investment, June 2022. Fourth, Lending and Deposit Rates of SCBs, July 2022. Fifth, Sectoral Deployment of Bank Credit, June 2022. Sixth, Digital Payments Index for March 2022. That's all we have in this edition of MCIR. We'll meet you in yet another exciting and informative edition of MCIR. Thank you very much.